USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
1 year after the Biden administration failed in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, one fact stands loud and clear. The women of Afghanistan have been put back in their place, and any hope of freedom has diminished. The brother of one of the 13 service members killed in the Kabul airport bombing during the Biden administration's withdrawal committed suicide at his brother's memorial earlier this month. The death toll in a fireworks storage explosion in Armenia's capital, Yerevan, has risen to 6. Officials said Monday 60 others were injured in the powerful blast Sunday. The U.S. consulate is advising citizens to avoid Baja California in Mexico after multiple reports of cars on fire, heavy police presence, and roadblocks caused by unprecedented cartel violence. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Another U.S. delegation met with Taiwan's president in Taipei Monday, less than 2 weeks after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit there drove up tensions with the Chinese government. Senator Ed Markey, the Democrat from Massachusetts, is leading a 5-member delegation today. A shooting in Jerusalem has a pregnant American fighting for her life.
More details have been disclosed in that shooting in Jerusalem's Old City early Sunday. Authorities in Israel say a Palestinian gunman opened fire at a bus, wounding several passengers, among them Americans visiting the country. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was made aware the injured were from his home state of New York. He shared what he had learned in a Sunday press briefing.
Hits held close to home because at least 3 of those 8 on the bus were American and Brooklynites.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
President Trump said Monday that the temperature has to be brought down amid a surge of threats to the federal law enforcement agency, FBI, and their overreach at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida. The FBI is blatantly frustrating many Americans with their actions to Republicans and non-actions towards Democrats. Trump reached out to the Department of Justice, whatever we can do to help, but has not heard back from the judicial branch of government. As Democrats were pushing the defund the police movement in the last election cycle, violence in gun control cities exploded. Maige Touré on Epic TV is the co-founder of Black Guns Matter, an education movement designed to educate the lifestyle of being a responsible gun owner in urban areas.
There's 1,000 bad guys in one city where there's very few people armed to be a deterrent. It's like, you know, pardon the expression, shooting fish in a barrel. In areas that have more, you know, respect for the Second Amendment and Americans' ability to defend themselves, we have less violent crime. Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing repetitively and expecting different results. And it's political insanity. I mean, it's just a talking point to people that are unaware. When you don't have the data or the information or you're misinformed, you want to feel like safe. You want to feel like you're informed. When you have those talking points that happen to sometimes show up on the left, that person says things like, oh, we have to do something. No, we don't just have to do something. We have to do what works.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.